Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Corey Frank with the Marion County Public Health Department about swimming safety and water safety. Summer, hot temperatures are starting to come around the corner. It's going to get hot before we know it, and everybody during that time frame likes to cool off. Everybody who's human, at least, likes to cool off in the cold water and take a nice swim and things like that. One thing we've talked about in the past, one thing I think we need to reiterate, is safety tips when it comes to going to a public pool or even your own personal pool, how to stay safe from getting sick. There's different diseases out there. We've seen it in Iowa already. Corey, take us through, you know, some of the safety tips and what people should be looking for when it comes to being safe at a public pool or even their own personal pool.
Thanks, Nathan. Yeah, you're correct. I mean, the temps are heating up, so we've got a lot of people that are wanting to get into the water. So when you get into the water, whether you're an adult or whether you're you have children, I mean, it starts with that, you know, knowing how to swim. That seems, it's the basic thing. You know, if you're not a good swimmer or not a comfortable swimmer, those things need to be taken into consideration. So before you go anywhere near a body of water, you know, whether it's a public pool, private pool, your backyard pool, and we can talk about that a little bit, a beach, you need to be able to know either how to swim or be with people that can swim. And if not, you should be wearing a life vest or some other type of flotation device. You know, the state of Iowa contracts with us to do inspections at our local public pools, including some private, even apartment pools and things like that. So, you know, those pools, there's a lot of safeguards put in place. You know, they either, if they don't have a lifeguard, they still have safety equipment and things like that they have to have been at the pool. But our public pools, especially our big one there in Pella, they do contract with an outside service to run their safety program. They do an excellent job. But still, when you go to that public pool, you as a parent, I'm hoping that you're not just dropping your kids off and then leaving for the day. This is something, if they especially are not a good swimmer, you need to be there and keep your eye upon them. I mean, they're being watched by the lifeguards, but you need to be with your eyes on them too. And it only takes a second for someone to slip under the water. And we've had drownings. Unfortunately, we had a drowning at one of our beaches here in the last couple of weeks. And that was an unfortunate situation. That was an older individual. And obviously, they got themselves into a position that they couldn't get out of. And like I said, it takes just seconds to drown.
You know, one thing, I have one, I know we were talking off air, that you see these kiddie pools or even these more, it's kind of been a boom in population for everyone to get those inflatable pools that are bigger, almost about 1,000 gallons worth of water, have their own pump filters and stuff like that. I can understand why parents would feel that is a safe alternative, but there's also some dangers with that. Take us through, one, some of the dangers with those inflatable pools, and two, how do parents like myself treat those pools to make sure that our kids are safe in those?
Sure. You know, and I've got one myself. So, but I'm, you know, even myself being in the business, I guess you'd say, you can, you know, get yourself to a point where you maybe aren't doing everything you should. So like you said, I mean, some of these pools are 1,000 gallons of water. Now, you know, back when I was a child and even not that many years ago, those inflatable pools that you could buy weren't that big. And usually it was, you fill it up with water, at the end of the day, the water goes out. Well, now these pools are being marketed and sold here in the state of Iowa all over, from, you know, buy them at Walmart to Amazon. And they do have circulation pumps. They're designed to stay with water in them. So the danger of that is, you know, like I mentioned, at public pools, there's lots of safety parameters put in place. And one of those is basic pool chemistry, the water chemistry. So the pH, you know, how acidic or alkaline the water is, the how much chlorine or disinfectant is monitored all the time, constantly, and even temperature and, you know, some of the other parameters. So when you operate a backyard pool, you're a mini pool operator. You know, there's certified pool operators that each of these outdoor big pools have to have. You are also now a certified pool operator. So if you're going to have water stay in that pool, you need to make sure that you have a basic good understanding of pool chemistry. So if you can go out and buy chlorine, but here's the danger. I mean, you know, just like in big pools, we don't allow people to throw in chlorine tablets into the pool and let them float around while people are in there swimming. You don't want to do that same thing with your pool. So there are directions on some of these pools that talk about, you know, run that filter for so many hours, change the filter out. If you put chlorine in there, it should be in a certain range. In a public pool, that range is anywhere from 1 part per million to 8 parts per million. So the higher up you go, the more chlorine is in that pool, the more disinfectant. If the sunlight and wind affects that, so you put chlorine in there in the morning, I guarantee you by the afternoon on a day like today with a bright sunlight, it's probably gone. So you can't just put chlorine in there and expect 3 days from then that the chlorine residual or the amount of disinfectant is still in there, which then puts at your child and your child's friends and your dog and whoever else in danger, because you know they could contract diseases. Or you know, we tell people not to poop in the pool. If your young child is in a not in a swim diaper and does that in your little kiddie pool, 2 days later you've got a bigger problem, and that residual chlorine is not there to kill it. So Cryptosporidium is big. Just, I mean, dirt and debris that floats into that or flies into that pool, that stuff can cause illnesses too if there's not proper disinfectant. So if you're going to have water sitting for more than 24, 48 hours in your backyard pool, you need to make sure you're treating it. And if you don't know what you're doing, look at the directions on the chlorine, bromine, all those bottles. And if you can't understand that or need some help with that, you can contact our office and ask. I'm more than happy to help people go through that if they have a question.
Is there anything else people should know in general when it comes to this time of year with the hot and staying safe and still being able to cool down in the water?
Like I said, wearing sunscreen, highest SPF that you can. The other thing with that, just like in outdoor pools, all that sunscreen and lotion stuff, it gets into your little backyard pool, and that's going to cause problems too. So wear sunscreen, proper skin protection, protect yourself, because the damage that you can get from the sun now is going to hurt you later on in life.
Thanks to Corey Frank with the Marion County Public Health Department for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.